how big is tonight's presidential debate at Hofstra University in New York? Well, polls released over the weekend show the race a tie between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, each trading tiny leads in key states like Colorado and Pennsylvania. Second-tier candidates like Gary Johnson and Jill Stein have 8 and 3% respectively, and a debate can change everything. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro is here as we head into tonight. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, Robin.
And, you know, political strategists like Alan Schroeder at Northeastern are saying this is the hardest presidential debate to get a handle on ever. Do you agree?
Well, we'll see.
I mean, even going into it, like people just don't even know what to expect, what to think about it. You know, your thoughts.
Well, we may wind up seeing the largest debate audience because of that in a long time. It may be the biggest ever. Between 80 and 100 million is possible. Could be more than that. 80 million is the record for a debate. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I think Donald Trump has some challenges, but Hillary Clinton's, trying to beat out expectations, which is one of those words that I really don't like when it comes to debates or jobs reports, because I think that there should be one bar to clear to be president, whether or not you're qualified. But nonetheless, there are going to be those moments. You know, what is the moment in the debate? And they're always stylistic things, whether it's George H.W. Bush looking at his watch or Ronald Reagan saying, there you go again, or my opponent, you know, won't use his age against him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, these are all stylistic things, and how the two of them handle each other or handle themselves even is a challenge.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I'd love to talk to you about, you know, policy and what other important questions might come up about trade or how to end the conflict in Syria. But it is about that moment that happens. And yesterday, Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook on CNN's State of the Union took on the notion that the candidates, you know, there won't be one bar to clear. The candidates will be treated differently.
I'm very concerned that Donald Trump will be graded on a curve. Just because he doesn't fly off the handle in the middle of this debate does not mean that he is prepared to be president of the United States.
Does the Clinton campaign have a point there, Domenico, or are they trying to set the stage for a complaint if Trump is considered to win the debate tomorrow?
I think it's more about setting the stage beforehand and to keep pundits and the moderators in check. You know, this is called playing the refs. And we've seen that from Donald Trump try to do that. You see that from the Clinton campaign trying to throw out saying, hey, look, you know, you got to hold Donald Trump to account when he says things that aren't factual. We will have a live fact check going online that you can follow on NPR.org. And it's going to be interesting to see if Lester Holt, the moderator of this debate, goes in that direction and sort of live fact checks. It's not something we've really seen before. Candy Crowley, you know, got in the middle of controversy last time in 2012 when she attempted that.
Right. So there's that. And by the way, you say it's called gaming the ref. And that's what the Trump campaign say is happening. But Trump, on the other hand, said he might invite Jennifer Flowers, who had the admitted affair with Bill Clinton in the 70s. They've since walked that back. But was that, you know, an attempt to rattle Clinton before the match? Do you see, you know, I mean, now she's got to wonder who she's going to look up and see.
Sure. But, you know, what they're going to see is the lights. Anybody who's ever been on a debate stage like that, you know, you're not going to get the kind of hectoring that you'll get from a crowd like you might in a primary debate. So I wouldn't think whoever shows up in a front row is going to make a whole lot of difference unless they call something out, which would be really outside the norm. And, you know, the Trump campaign, like you said, did walk back this idea of Jennifer Flowers being there. Not to mention, what did it have to do with Hillary Clinton? I mean, she's not the one who had an affair with Jennifer Flowers.
Well, many of Trump's backers want to have those questions raised. But what's the fine line there of gender? First major party female candidate. In 2000, when Clinton was running for the Senate in New York, then Representative Rick Lazio walked right over to her podium during debate, holding that piece of paper demanding she sign some sort of pledge. And people saw that as, you know, invading her space and bullying a female. Does Trump have to walk that fine line, which he has never seemed in the past to notice?
I think that body language is going to be very important tonight. I mean, this is the first major party nominee that is a woman that's going to be on stage in this kind of debate. You know, there's a double-edged sword for a woman who's running. You know, if she comes off too aggressive, that is tested negative in other debates. If she comes across, though, as too passive, then it looks like she's not being tough enough. And for Donald Trump, he's going to have to walk that line. I mean, if you remember the one time that really flubbed during the primary was at one of the debates when he had made a comment about Carly Fiorina's appearance in a magazine interview. And then she called him on it in that debate. And that was probably his worst moment in the primaries. Mm. So How that plays out tonight, the body language is going to be big to watch.
Yeah, Domenico, we've got about half a minute. Current events, police shooting in North Carolina, terrorist attacks in New York, New Jersey. What do you expect to hear?
Yeah, I mean, you can bet that there's going to be some of that, but usually these debates, they're going to try to elevate to some of the biggest issues and the direction of the country, economic issues, foreign policy, in sort of a macro scale, I assume, will be the bigger part of what we hear tonight.
Although many people think that, you know, those two issues, police shootings and the fear of terrorism, are, you know, two huge issues.
Sure.
So we'll see.
And could be a peg for it, sure.
Right. Domenico Montanaro, lead political editor for NPR. And remember, there will be fact-checking at NPR.org. tonight. Domenico, thank you.
You're welcome.